Up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, we recap the exciting win against the Titans and be part of the action with mic'd up safety Tashawn Gibson.
The Joe Thomas Hour returns with special guest Xavier Cooper, and we sit down with Browns leading receiver and punt returner Travis Benjamin.
All that and more coming up on Inside the Cleveland Browns. Good morning, Dog Pound. Week 3 of the NFL season is here.
And welcome to Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Sarah Carnes alongside Dustin Fox, coming to you from First Energy Stadium.
Last week was the Browns' home opener, and the team put out an unbelievable performance for the hometown crowd. Let's take a look back at all the action.
No more passive aggressive. They've got to be full on physical to get the job done today. And you get that sense down here on the sideline that this is an angry bunch.
Back to pass. Going to go long. He's got Benjamin out there and he caught it. 10-5 touchdown. Terrence West, the tailback. And they give it to the former Brown and he runs and he fumbled. And the Browns have it at the 50-yard line. Gansby knocked the ball out. And the Browns come up with it as coming out with it is Joe Hayden and the Browns have it at midfield. They give it to the Crow. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. He's to the 1. He reaches out. Touchdown. He got the ball in. The crowd was so loud they couldn't get lined up.
Give them credit. Their fans were loud and made it difficult for us. And you know, that's what home field advantage is.
He's to the 50. He's to the 40. He's down the near sideline. He got a block. He leaps 10. 5. Touchdown. The Robin did it again. Steps up. He got hit. The ball is out. Loose ball. And the Browns are on it. They've recovered it again. Looking down the field. Going to throw one down for Benjamin. He's there. He's got it. And he's running in.
All right, Dog Pound, you were so loud last week. Mm-hmm. I literally got chills out on the field. It was such an incredible experience, and it had an impact on the team, especially for Brown safety Tashawn Gibson, who was mic'd up. So here's your chance to experience what it was like to be on the field.
Third down and 3. They need the 35-yard line. They're at the 38. Shotgun, Mariota, waiting on the snap. He takes it. He bootlegs it out to the left. Looks, pulls it back, slips. He's going down. John Hughes hit him. He fumbled. Mingo reaches for the ball, and Kirksey came up with it.
The Dog Pound was loud. It was energetic, man. And, you know, that's how you want to come out in the home opener, come out in that type of dominating fashion. Can't thank the Dog Pound enough, man. And we definitely, we went out there and we went hard.
Hey, 12 fans. Hey, we got 12 fans. Come on now. You can't walk me up in there, baby. Come on. Hey, no. Come on. Hey, wait to talk to me, baby. Wait to talk, bro.
Just going out there, I just wanted to truly come out there and be a leader in this defense, you know, after missing a substantial amount of time. I wanted to come out there and show the guys, man, they could depend on me. And that was one of the things that I've been trying to work my way back into, showing those guys that, hey, man, you know, I'm here and I'm ready to play some good football for this team. So, you know, the coaches made the calls and I just went out there and played. I played fast as I could, just going out there, going 100%.
Here's the route here. The top route is the channel with the curls on the outside, all right? That's the easy route for him to throw.
I love having Aaron Glenn on the sideline. Everybody do because, you know, he has so much experience in this game, on the field, off the field, and, you know, he had a lot of success. So when AG speak, you kind of gravitate to listen because, you know, hey, man, this guy, he played 14 years. His name pop up on the Hall of Fame of Dallas, you know. So you got to think about it and say, hey, man, this guy know what it takes to play defensive back and be successful in this league. And you got to accept coaching because he's a dang good coach, and you got to respect everything that he's teaching you.
Put our foot down now. I'll let these in there, right? Nothing. No field goals, nothing. Let's go.
Mariota on 3rd and 11 takes the snap. Back to pass. Looking in the pocket. He throws the ball down the middle of the field, and Joe Hayden knocked it away and almost picked it off at the Cleveland 42-yard line, intended for Harry Douglas.
Hey, Hey, good play.
I think that we got what it takes to truly be a unique group, and I think that on the field and off the field, it's like a brotherhood, man. We crack jokes, we cap on each other, man. We have a good time, but when you know it's go time on Sunday, I think everybody buckle their chin straps and get ready to play some football.
Hey, keep doing your thing, baby.
Deshaun and the defense stepped up big last Sunday. They helped a Titans team that scored 42 points in week one to just 14 in week two here in Cleveland.
That's awesome. Now, Dog Pound, keep it right here. We'll be right back.
When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, linebacker Craig Robertson sits down with this week's junior reporter, and Travis Benjamin tells us all about his amazing start to the season. Back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, we all know linebacker Craig Robertson for his hard hitting on the field. Let's see how he held up off the field with some hard hitting questions from our junior reporter.
Hi, my name is Ella. What's your name?
My name is Craig.
What is your favorite meal after a game?
I'm a breakfast guy, so I like, you know, pancakes, eggs, and bacon.
Pancakes are my favorite.
Really?
I eat them almost every morning.
Ooh, you're lucky. What are you talking about? We get good food.
What advice do you have for kids?
Always listen to your parents. That's the best advice. They can never steer you wrong.
Okay. Which teammate do you look up to the most and why?
Carlos Dansby. Easy. I mean, he's been playing in the league a long time at a high level. Just the kind of guy you want to look up to.
What do you put on your hot dog?
Basic ketchup and mustard. You know, just keep it simple. I mean, anywhere you go, you're most likely going to always have ketchup and mustard.
I put nothing on my hot dog.
Nothing?
I mean, I've tried it with ketchup, but I think I'd like it with nothing better.
You got to go with what you like.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, Craig.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
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 Aw, great job, Ella. Now, not only does Craig sit down for interviews with junior reporters, but he also stands up for great causes, including this past week at the Taste of the Browns. This event brought together players from the past, present, along with some Cleveland's best chefs in order to raise money for the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. Take a look inside this fantastic evening.
We're here at the 2015 Greater Cleveland Food Bank Taste of the Cleveland Browns. I'm Dick Ambrose, and I'm a co-chair with Joe Hayden.
Raising money for less fortunate families that don't really have the money for food, I mean, that's something that's special, and people take that for granted. So I think just coming out here for that is special.
700! Wow! 800! 800!
Every dollar we raise provides four meals, and so we're hoping to provide raise enough funds to provide over 700,000 meals.
This is one of the biggest things that the Browns football does, so I just definitely wanted to get in most involved with like their biggest events that they have given back to the community, because I know this is one that, like, it raised 190,000 last year, so anything that I can help get involved in, big impact things, I want to get involved with it.
I think it gives the opportunity for the fans to get together with players, both current and past players.
It's a great opportunity to sample all the great restaurants in the city of Cleveland. To put them all together for a night like tonight is really fun for a lot of people, and it raises money for a great cause.
50 chefs, 50 restaurants, myself, B-Spot Michael Simon, Jonathan Sawyer, Fabio Salerno, all sorts of chefs from all walks of life, too. It's a great time to be here, and it's a great Monday night.
It's great to come out here after a victory. You know, moods are really good, seeing all the fans, all the happy faces. As a lineman, it's always great to get some good food, too.
Of course, everyone loves the food, but just interacting with fans is always awesome. But second best is definitely the food.
Cleveland has now become a real good food town, and that makes this event even better, because you've got all these great class one restaurants here, and really you get a little bit of taste of everything. So it's the best of all worlds, I think.
So I've already had ice cream, so I'm going to go over there to get desserts, and that's what I do first, is desserts.
Well, just a little bit of everything. I came hungry, so, you know, I'm just ready to nibble on a little bit of everything.
Now, there are two sections for the options.
that's my big thing. And I just love Cleveland, love the fans, I love being a part of things like this.
Well, we are about as neighborhoods and people, and I think that to do whatever I can for a positive light or a positive spin on giving someone a hot meal, those are all the things that are deserving in life on a daily basis.
Go Browns!
What a great event that was, and if you would like to contribute to the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, where a donation of just $1 could provide up to 4 nutritious meals, visit greatercleveland.org.
You know who was there? Travis Benjamin attended the event on Monday night, the night after the 3-touchdown performance, and was stopping to take pictures, sign autographs all night. Well, we sat down with Travis to talk about the powerful performance last Sunday. Here's what he had to say.
Got to be your best day as a pro, huh?
Yeah, it's one of those great days for me.
Manziel under center from his own 40. Play action. Back to pass. Going to go long. He's got Benjamin out there, and he caught it. 10-5 touchdown.
Before the play even happened, I talked to Johnny beforehand. I asked him what coverage he was looking for me to run this route. I knew he was coming to me. So as I got in between my route and I took off running, I seen the ball go in the air, and he launched it. And I knew I had a chance to run up under him for a touchdown.
His eyes always downfield. Every time Johnny scrambled, he always looking to throw first. And I saw once I put my hand up and he saw me, I saw him cop, and I just ran up under him. My main goal was trying to help the offense. It don't matter if it's him or Josh. We had that connection as a receiver group that made sure we're closer with those guys.
Knowing that it's up to me, no matter who's got the ball, even if we have to put Joe Thomas at quarterback, if he can launch it out there to me, I would be able to catch it. Each and every big play, you know the crowd is going to rock. Even when the defense is on the field, when it's time for punt return to come up, that crowd just gives you that extra burst of energy where I want them to get louder.
Benjamin backtracks like an outfielder, makes the catch at the 21, now cuts right up the middle, he's to the 30, 35, across the field, 40, 45, he's to the 50, he's to the 40, he's down the near sideline, he got a block, he leaps 10, 5, touchdown, the Rabbit did it again, 72 yards.
It's hard to find a special team unit where all 11 guys is active. It don't matter from the outside personnel blocking, from the inside personnel blocking. Those guys always block for me. So I saw a crease, and I saw everybody on their man. I knew I was going to break it through.
We wanted, as a punt returning unit, to be the best in the game.
It's just a great feeling knowing that you have a group of guys willing to go back for you.
Shotgun for Manziel. Tennessee jumping up the middle. Here's Johnny. Bootlegs out to the left. Looking, down the field. Going to throw one down for Benjamin. He's there. He's got it. And he's running in. Touchdown!
Other than the fact you were so fast, how do you explain being open as often as you are last week, this week?
Being fast.
How can you not have so much respect for Travis? All he's been through off the field, now his performance on the field is doing all the talking.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm hoping for a repeat performance today against the Raiders. Now, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, get to know Danny Shelton off the field in our Browns Blitz. Gary Barnage and Joe Hayden play Siskel and Ebert at the movies. And the Joe Thomas Hour returns with another player in the hot seat.
She's a bad man in jail?
Yeah, she's a
bad
man.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Let's get to know our team a little better through some quick-fire questions in a segment we like to call Browns Blitz. First up, Danny Shelton in his contagious smile.
My first celebrity crush was Jennifer Lopez. My perfect pizza would have pepperoni, sausage, Hawaiian ham, Canadian bacon, whatever else type of meat they could put on it, and then some mushroom. If I were a supervillain, I'd be the Red Hulk. What cheers me up the most is seeing my dogs. I have a pit bull and a husky. Pit bull's name is Moni and the husky is Juicy. My favorite movie is Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Sarah, it's been so fun to get to know these players throughout the season. Danny's such a great guy, but there's another good guy on the team. Good guy Gare, as we like to call him, Gary Barnage, gives back to his fans in a number of different ways. This is a very unique way. Take a look.
I wanted to do something to give back to the fans. So I'm a big movie buff, and I wanted to do something dealing with movies. So I decided I'd do a trivia question every week during the season, and I give away 10 tickets. The first 10 to get the trivia question right, I pay for their ticket, and they can join me, and I'll bring teammates to the movies, and I cover everything for them.
I get 19 for Black Mask.
So you actually knew the answer?
Yes.
Or did anybody copy? Because it happens a lot, too.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I told my girlfriend about it, and she was kind of flipping out, and she knows how I love the Browns. I mean, I'm a season ticket holder, so it's definitely an awesome experience.
Right. That's not Michael Myers to me. He doesn't make any noise. And he's grunting and yelling. You don't do that.
So we got to talk a lot with Gary and, you know, shoot the breeze. He's such a great, friendly guy. EJ Bibbs is here, Marlon Moore, and Joe Hayden as well. We're all here. It's great that they can come out here and hang out with the fans. Fans get to know them, meet them, you know, see the people that they normally see only out on the field. They get to see their, you know, personal side, which is really cool.
I like the movie quite a bit, but do not expect an action-packed film, because it's going to be a slower type film, but it's more about the story and then the acting than it's going to be about the action.
So anyone watching, I recommend trying to win the contest and come out. It's a lot of fun.
I just want to know when we're going to get the invite to go to the movies, right? Well, if you want a chance to attend a movie with Gary, make sure you follow him on Twitter for his next contest. And Inside the Cleveland Browns, we'll be right back. Coming up, the Joe Thomas Hour is all new, and we get pumped up for the Raiders game.
This week's three signs of success presented by Crystal Clear Imaging. Number one, returning to the field, Josh McCown should keep the Dog Pound cheering loudly by taking advantage of Oakland's 32nd-ranked defense. Number two, continue the strong showing from the special teams, creating great field position. Number three, lock down Oakland's pass and catch combo of second-year quarterback Derek Carr and playmaking rookie wide receiver Amari Cooper. Watch for your three signs of success when the Browns kick off today at 1 o'clock.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. We know you have all been anxiously anticipating the Joe Thomas Hour, and the wait is finally over. Rookie Xavier Cooper is Joe's next victim. This week.
I'm here with Xavier Cooper, easily the greatest rookie the Browns have ever had, and I'm really excited to have him on the Joe Thomas Hour. Are you ready to get asked some really tough questions?
Yes, I am. I'm ready.
All right, good. Excellent. All right, our first question for you is, what county are we currently in right now? And I understand that you've only been here a few months, so we won't hold it against you if you get it wrong, but what county are we currently in?
We are in Ohio County.
Ohio County.
Yeah, we're in
pretty
Ohio
good.
County.
How do you spell the county we are currently in?
I will spell it O-A-I-O.
Oh, that's pretty close. Very good. Good effort. We're actually in Cuyahoga County, and it's spelled C-U-Y-A-H-O-G-A, in case you get asked that on your tax return or something. So you're at a wedding. You're at Nate Orchard's wedding, right?
Okay.
You know, he's one of the mature guys on the team. He's already married. And a song comes on, and it compels you to the dance floor. What are you going to be dancing to at Nate Orchard's wedding?
She's a Bad Mamma Jamma.
She's a Bad Mamma Jamma?
Yeah, she's a Bad Mamma. That's a good song.
Now show me the dance move you're going to be doing. Just a little of that?
Just work the hips.
It's a faster song than that, isn't it?
I know, but you got to start off slow. You can't. Okay. You got to start off slow.
Okay. So after you do this one
a
little bit, what's the next move?
Then I might, you know.
Ooh.
Point. Just a little bit.
Who are you pointing to?
The ladies in the crowd.
The ladies in the crowd. I love it. Awesome. Is there any song that you would like to sing if there was karaoke? You know, Xavier Cooper, he's back in Washington. It's 1:30 in the morning. He's had a few Mountain Dews, and he wants to impress the ladies across the room that he's got a great voice. What's your karaoke go-to song?
I think I would do Cruising by D'Angelo.
You would? How does that one go?
I don't know the words.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, wow, that's impressive. So you're just going to go off of the karaoke machine, see what happens?
Yeah, see how it goes.
Okay, well, what song did you sing for your rookie song in front of the team during training camp?
It was that song by D'Angelo.
It was, but you remembered it then, but you don't remember it now?
Well, I couldn't finish this back then.
Well, just start a little bit. I want to hear what you got. Because I know you've got a great voice. I was really impressed.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. That's all I got.
That was pretty good. I put my hands together for you. All right, we got one more question for you, and then we'll let you go. I know you got some intense film study and maybe the second workout of the day to come up here. All right, what should Mike Pettine's Twitter handle be?
I think it should be Mike Shaggy 2-0.
Two-o-pet? What's the Shaggy?
He's just Shaggy with that clean shave. You know, it's just he's just a Shaggy
that's
guy.
That's the irony, right?
Yeah, that's
the
irony what I'm saying.
That's perfect. All right, cool. Well, that was Xavier Cooper on the Joe Thomas Hour. The best 2 minutes of your life. Hey, was that the best 2 minutes of your life?
It was.
Easily. All right, well, thank you for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
Well, I don't know if Shaggy would be the first Twitter handle that I would use for Mike Pettine, but I think it kind of works.
I guess.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Can't wait to see what Joe has in store for us next week.
Same here. Well, Dog Pound, I can hear the tailgates outside, so that means our time is up. But first, we leave you with this week's Browns versus Raiders trailer.
Go Browns!